It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How did you get that scar? 617-655-1234. I have one on the bone of my right knee. Kennedy, I was like 7th, 8th grade, broke my leg playing baseball at summer camp in Guilford, Connecticut, slid into home. Mm-hmm. The kid took me out first day of summer camp. And back in those days, Kennedy, back in my day.
Go on.
They did the cast. It was like all the way from your hip all the way down to your ankle.
In the summer.
And it weighed 400 pounds.
Miserable.
And it was so heavy that it rubbed my knee, the side bone on my knee raw. And I've had a scar for the rest of my life because of the cast. It was so painful.
Shouldn't have slid. You should have took him out.
Yeah.
But I scored and we won the game, Dan. That's what matters. How about you and all those scars over there, Dan?
I have no scars.
Kennedy, do you see any scars on Dan from where you're sitting? I can't see him.
Nope.
Computer
he's
in the
covered
way.
From head to toe and clothes.
The segment's not about me, sir.
Why are we protecting him, Kennedy? Bill is from Hingham. Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Hey.
How'd you get your scar, Bill?
So back in my college days, working in the kitchen, I worked in the kitchen and worked at the bar, and I was rushing, and I was working a meat slicer.
No, no.
I took a slice right out of my thumb, and now my thumb has two sets of fingerprints of where the slicer went down, and my entire thumb was like flat that entire summer. It was the weirdest feeling ever.
So you can never do crime because you have a very specific fingerprint.
Exactly.
Yes, that's where my head went. Yes, it is.
Oh, me too. Immediately. I was even thinking his crime name would be like Slicer.
No, I was going to say that's Two Thumbs Bill. Is that
oh, Billy Two Thumbs?
Wait. Billy Two Thumbs.
Oh, there it is.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Billy Two Thumbs.
When old Billy Two Thumbs walks in, the room goes quiet.
Kathy from Kingsboro. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Also cut herself, apparently. What happened with you?
Yes, so I was in my early 20s. I was at home at my dad's over the summer, and I decided I was going to be healthier and not drink soda anymore, and I was going to drink lemon water. So went to the grocery store with my dad, got some lemons, got home. I was like, wasn't to go cut a lemon. Like, all they have are these giant cutting boards. I'm not going to use a giant cutting board to cut this little lemon. And I knew he would kill me if he caught me cutting on his new granite countertops. So I made the really bad decision to cut the lemon in my hand, and it was a really sharp knife, and it went straight through my thumb. He had to take me to the OR, and then I realized I couldn't move my thumb. I cut my tendon and my nerve, and I needed to have surgery to repair it. I actually ended up having two surgeries, and I have like a 3-inch or so zigzag scar going down my thumb onto the palm of my hand.
So you also
and
are two thumbs?
Kathy Two Thumbs and Billy Two Thumbs on the same show?
That's right.
You need to start up
again. And I still cannot bend my thumb all the way. so my husband says I can only ever give 1.5 thumbs up on anything.
My sister Jessica had a compound fracture when she was little. Yeah. Like she was at summer camp and she fell off a horse and had like compound fracture. Bone came through and everything, right? Oh. So she has this gigantic scar like a lightning bolt on her forearm.
Oh, that's cool.
But you know that thing where you take your hands and you make like okay signs and then you do it upside down so your face looks like you're wearing a mask?
Yeah, like covers your eyes. Kind of,
she can only do one.
Because
so we used to like do it in front of her and be like, you can't do that.
Hers would be like the Phantom of the Opera. It's only half a mask.
Teresa is from Milford, New Hampshire. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
This might be the most unusual scar story in the history of scar stories. Tell everybody how you got your scar.
Well, scuba diving off the coast of Greece. No, I'm kidding. I was looking at shells on the coast of Florida, and I found an octopus. It was really cute. I thought I'd bring it back to the ocean, and I let it climb on me. Don't play with wildlife. And it bit me. So now I have a 1 centimeter by 0.5 centimeter, 3 millimeter deep scar on my wrist that won't go away. And sounds way cooler than how I got it.
It's really cool.
It is. I want to get a tattoo of a really cool octopus around it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was that documentary? Octopus?
My Octopus Teacher.
What did you do to this octopus that it bit you? Because octopi are the greatest creatures that God has invented.
Yeah,
they are smart, and they love, and they hug. But they bit you, Teresa.
Because they don't like being messed with.
They don't. I'm so proud. I wanted to spike it into the ocean, but I gently set it free.
Oh, no, if you bite me, you're getting punted.
All my way. Oh, yeah, no. I cursed all the way to the hospital because I was in Florida and I don't live there. That was a fun bill.
And now her nickname is Tentacle Teresa.
Yeah, well, what does an octopus bite feel like? Do they have, like,
teeth? Yes.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yes.
They have a beak.
Yeah, they have a beak. That's what I was thinking. I knew they have a beak. So you got beaked.
Yeah, I did. And their spit dissolves flesh. So it was only the size of, like, a golf ball, but gave me this.
You got acid beaked.
Wow. Wow. This is just taking turns I did not expect.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.